Hey, what is brewing, everyone? This is DK, and welcome to the cafe. Hey, Chad.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, grabe.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. Grabe, Chad. Alam mo ba, hindi ako, kumbaga, ang daming changes, and kagaya nung isa sa change is yung time. Hindi ko alam, nakalimutan ko minsan, na ako nga pala, mas nag-iba na yung time. Like, we have an extra hour. So, kung kumari 10 o'clock sa Philippines.
You're on DST?
Kaya may mga times na minsan kapag kumari may mga friends ako na sabi, oh, let's talk this time. May sasabihin lang kami. Minsan hindi ako nakaka-ano on time kasi nga yun. So this is like the third call.
What is DST for? Like,
kasi parang minsan yata parang ina-adjust nila yun sa time nung like sunset and sunrise. Kasi minsan parang
years before, I remember we tried that before.
Oh,
ang DST before ang ano eh, ang Philippines.
Oh, talaga ba? Ay, hindi ko alam.
You were probably still here.
Kasi
you were probably still here. Pero ng DST before eh, naalala ko pa, like I was in school and then they were like briefing everyone what DST was, so this is the new time, whatever, and then yeah, I remember that clearly, but I never really understood the
right
function of it. Yeah.
I checked it too. Ang sabi nga nila, it's because of like they were just timing it to sunrise tsaka sunset, kasi especially during winter time iba na yung, iba na, like mabilis magdilim, so minsan
shorter days.
Right, so that's why they adjusted it. That is, I think.
Okay. Like, how do you know? It's always been a question. I hindi ko alam kung for artists lang, pero it's always been a question. Like, when do you know when to stop? When do you know, you know, it's time to give it up? You know? Do you know when, like, ikaw, what clicks in you to finally know na parang DK, tama na. Like, this is not going anywhere, or you know. Yeah. How do you know?
Nako. How do I know? Ano na kasi kapag alam mo yung pinipilit mo na, dinadrag mo na yung sarili mo into doing something that you used to love to do, and then now it feels as if it's a chore. Isa yon.
It feels
obviously
like it's a chore. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're just really forcing yourself to do it. Like, I don't want to do it, but okay, I think I have to. Or so, yung ganung type
okay
of feeling. Yeah.
Yes. Well, pretty much the same, but it's always been a question for me kasi, like, because I'm a freelancer and, you know, it's always been a, like, a versus situation. Like, do I stay on being a freelancer, or you know, I succumb to a desk job. It's a passion versus necessity kind of thing going on for me. So I've lived with it like forever, and it's always been a struggle. So, which brings us to our question though. So what is our question, DK?
Our question for today is, do you give up or go on?
Give up or go on. Yeah, so this was inspired by Adele's song. But of course, Adele's song is more about love.
Right.
But it is about giving up or going on. Should I give up or should I keep on chasing pavements even if it leads nowhere? Because, you know, you don't really know. Ooh. You don't really know where it's going to take you, right?
Bigat. Yeah.
Mabigat, but you know, it's something we need to talk about, because
right,
there are people who are, we can't admit, well, I mean, we can't deny that there are people who are lost, you know,
yes,
and they need direction, and you know, hopefully this episode will help them stay on the right path.
That is right.
Yeah. Okay, so who's first?
So we got an entry from Tessa Antonio Rodil, and she says she chooses to give up. And she says, the only time that one would know it's futile was when you fought for it. My threshold lahat ng bagay. Eventually, after allowing the hurt, one will realize it's not worth the fight. Like in a snap of a finger. Oh wow.
What can you say about
like pag siguro minsan nga ganun, no? Like for example, when you feel as if you've done everything for it to make it work and dumating ka na sa point na parang wala ka nang regrets kasi andun ka na. Andun ka na sa dulo na parang no matter what you do, kahit ano pang battery ang ilagay mo dyan sa, let's say, sa recorder na yan, if it doesn't work, I mean, if it's busted, it won't work anymore. Kahit ilang batteries pa yan. So,
I like what Tessa said. Like, sabi niya, eventually, after allowing the hurt, one will realize it's not worth a fight. So, it's allowing the hurt, like, you feeling it that... You know, because admitting to yourself that it's not working and it's not going anywhere, that's the hurt.
Oh, true.
That's the hurt because you're like, you know what, just throw me the towel. It's not working. It's not working. Maybe you should try something else. So, yun yung sinasabi ni Tessa. And it is painful to admit to yourself na parang yung pinili ko mali. Alam mo yun? Like, even if it felt right... during the path, like while you're on the path, like yes. while you're on that journey, even if it feels right because you're happy, even if you're happy, it doesn't mean it's right.
I like
there are times that. Na ganun, diba? There are times na ganun eh.
Tama yung sinabi mo. Tama yung sinabi mo because sometimes when you're happy, it feels, you're right. Sometimes when you're happy, it gives you that illusion that it's the right path. And then yes. when you're on your way to it, when you're siguro, when you're close na, biglang pagkita mo dead end pala.
Mm-mm. Oh. Kasi, you know, while being on that path, of course, you know, we were, di ba, parang our parents have always been telling us, di ba yung mga tipong, ano, papunta pa lang kayo, pabalik na kami. Yung mga ganyan, di ba?
That is right.
Or yung, mga tipong, makinig kayo sa magulang nyo kasi kami, alam namin na parang, alam namin na dyan sa stretch na sa road na yan, may ano, may hump, may lubak. Alam na namin, ganyan.
Right.
But you know, there are times na the path feels really smooth and paved. Like bagong asfalto, like wow, bagong highway na kakabukas lang. Right. So sobrang walang sira, tuloy-tuloy. But you know, eventually sa end pala, may surprise.
May manhole na ano.
Oo, may manhole pala. May hukay pala doon na ikamamatay mo. Yung mga ganyan.
Right. Ang ganda nung sinabi mo because, di ba kasama ko yung kapatid ko dito, Chad?
And yes.
So syempre, mas madalas kami nagkakausap compared sa sa parents namin. Sa Philippines, nandun pa siya. So ngayon, parang ako yung ganun. Sinasabi ko lagi sa kanya, Dan, kapag sinasabihan kita, it doesn't mean that I want to sound as if I'm better than you, that I'm smarter than you. No. It's because napagdaanan ko na yun. Sabi ko, and I just want to save you yung time na pwede mong masave and spend it somewhere else instead na gawin mo yung mistake na yan. Sabi ko, I totally agree with you kung gusto mo ma-experience yung mistake na yun at matuto ka mag-isa. Pero sabi ko nga sa yun, na-try ko na rin exacto yung pinagdaanan mo na tong sitwasyon na to. So, binibigyan na kita ng parang heads up na please.
Heads up lang.
Oo, na parang wag na. Eh, kaya lang, matigas ulo. So, sabi niyo naman, kuya, sige, I promise mas makikinig na ako sa'yo. So, I'm like, I'm happy. Okay, that's good.
But you know what, I've always wondered, of course, there's always care there. It is care. It's not like you're being selfish, diba? Pero, would you admit, like, would you make room for the fact that it might not be exactly the same for that person that we know.
Of course. Of diba? Course. Of course.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So there is a meron namang possibility na it might turn out okay for that other person, diba?
Uh-oh. And if it's kung ako nagawa ko yung something like wrong decision before tapos hindi maganda effect sa akin tapos siya he made the same decision tapos medyo hindi naman ganun kapangit yung outcome, then I'd be happy for him. Yun.
Right. Mm-hmm. And ako din kasi parang as much as you know you want to protect the person because you know I was growing up my mom has been always been telling me like you know I want to protect you, that's why I didn't tell you. I want to protect you and everything.
Oh, okay.
Recently lang, siguro mga few years ago, may nangyari, may family stuff. And then, my mom said that, like, I wanted to protect you. And what wow. I said was like, what am I, 12? No, that's how I felt like, because you know I'm already of age, like,
right,
and I
right.
feel like people should be allowed to make mistakes, you know, because because you know mistakes are battle scars,
right?
So okay. so they teach you stuff, and then it develops, you know, it gives you a thicker skin. So you okay. have to go through those mistakes talaga para hindi mo gagawin next time. You okay. can't protect the person the whole time, diba?
That is right. That is right. Ako naman siguro ang purpose ko rin kung bakit ko naman siya sinabi sa kanya was because alam mo yung matagal namin din nakita, Chad. Tapos parang gusto kong alam mo yung parang brotherly love or yung pagiging kapatid niya na parang mas magampanan ko na parang parandam na I'm here. Kung hindi kita nag-guide before for how many years? Because I've been here in Canada for 14 years. So for 14 years, hindi kita nag-guide. Wala sila mama tsaka si papa ngayon dito. Ako naman yung tatay yung na parang guide mo. So parang ganun gusto kong parandam sa kanya. Pero tama rin yung sinasabi guys ni Chad na parang minsan, mas okay na ma-experience mo yung paggawa mismo nung decision. Kasi ready ka eh. Ready ka eh kung baga handa ka kung ano yung magiging outcome nun. So, yeah.
You're right. Okay, so next we have, thank you Tessa for the entry.
Thank you,
and
Tessa.
The next one we have is from Vivian Roan. Roan or Roan. And Roan. Vivian says, giving up is only for the losers, even though it will be destined to be futile and a pointless hope. Even though it's like a size of a mustard seed, there's hope. Not giving up is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Go on whatever your heart desires, and if you fail, stand up and continue the battle. Remember, God doesn't close one door without getting ready to open another with bigger and greater things. Trust God. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. He is the one who will lead you on track. Go on and don't give up. I agree.
Totally
I agree. Like 100%. This is if people are familiar with that song Jesus Take the Wheel. That is how it is. At least for me. There are people who don't believe that kasi there are people who think na parang it's my life. You know what I mean? It's my life. It's my compass. Let me drive it. Let me. Yeah, direct it. But yeah. I've lived my life knowing that no matter what you do, there is some force. I mean, kahit na hindi ka religious, no, but there is something that just stops you from doing it or just doesn't allow you to have it. May mga ganun talaga eh. So nararamdaman ko talaga. So for me, I know talaga na it's his plan, it's not ours. It really
I agree. And at saka iba yung like sometimes when you have that relationship with him, with God, you know. Na-realize ko yun kasi before, Chad, I told you na may mga years na siguro a year or two na hindi ako ganun nagdadasal, like I was skipping it. And iba yung pakiramdam ko, there were so many times that I felt lost and I was just, I felt like I was floating. I didn't have any direction. But when I started praying again and really thanking him, not even focusing on asking for the blessings, but just really thanking him, mas parang may nagkakaroon ka ng purpose. And that purpose really parang shows you, oh, this is where you need to go. Tapos yun.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a misconception kasi people think na parang, you know, since He's God, He's the Lord, He's, you know, a father, di ba? He's a father. So, it's a misconception na a father just gives in and gives you everything you want.
Right.
It's a misconception because there are times, a lot of times actually, na he allows bad stuff to happen. He allows it. He allows bad stuff to happen for us to learn from it and to see why he didn't want you to have it in the first place. Pero sige, mapilit kayo. Sige, you wanna know? Okay. May ganun talaga. Kasi,
right.
May ganun talaga eh. So talagang malalaman mo na parang, ay, kaya pala ayaw ni God kasi he was trying to protect me. Because it would be so easy if there was just like a number we could call and we could talk to him.
Mm.
But we'll never know what his plan is. So talagang 1000% trust talaga. So parang, ikaw bahala. So may mga times talaga na pinapayagan niya na parang mag-stumble, magkamali talaga tayo. Tapos parang, syempre sa atin parang, grabe talaga ba God? Diba? Pinayagan mo mangyari yon, but he really does. Naniniwala talaga ako sa ganun.
Totoo.
So yun.
Naniniwala ako.
Yeah.
Na, tsaka Chad, ang isa pang na-realize ko, parang, di ba sometimes when we're given yung mga hurdles in life, while we are experiencing it, habang natin tayo sa world ng parang darkness, we are blinded to feel as if na parang sobrang dilim nito. Bakit mo sa akin to binibigay? Kala ko ba mahal mo ako, God? Bakit ganito? Bakit, di ba? Parang sometimes nalilimutan natin na before, napakarami niyang binigay sa'yo, but then now na may pinagdadaan kang hindi maganda, you're forgetting that, you know, it's just something that you have to go through.
Right, so, right. Kasi nga, when you're in that dark place, you feel like you were abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
And, di ba, you were abandoned and parang, grabe, where's your hand? Like, akala ko ba you're gonna hold my hand through everything.
Exactly. Di ba?
But he does do that on purpose sometimes. Like, you know, you have to know how it feels like to be without me. Ganon yung ginagawa niya. Yeah. Thank you, Vivian.
Thank you, Vivian,
for that entry. Okay,
who's next? Okay, our next entry is from Albie Joseph, and he says, I'll give up. And he says, isn't it a good thing to start something new and make a new mark? After all, I'm sure kapag naisip mo ng sumuko, meron ka ng hint na dapat tama na. Wala namang masamang sumuko kapag alam mong no chance to succeed na. Oh.
Mm.
Parang ano kagad, parang move on after? Parang ganun?
Yeah, and Albie is kind of saying na parang you have to be super sensitive na alam mong... Kasi parang madami kasi ng mga tao, 'di ba, na parang hindi nila binabasa yung mga hints. Hindi nila binabasa na uy, nakailang bingo ka na. Maybe you should try something else. You should try. Diba, it could apply to everything, whether it's it's a love thing or looking for a job or keeping friends or how you deal with your workmates. Kasi ako, firm believer kasi ako there are only always two options to everything. I think to me, na parang feeling ko, let's say tayong dalawa, we're good friends, but you know, we are far away from each other. So nothing beats communicating and seeing each other like face to face, right?
Right, right.
But you know, if I see that we always argue on stuff, we always argue on stuff and the same thing happens over and over and over again. There might be something wrong with how I'm dealing with you or how I'm communicating with you. So parang feeling ko lang, if side A doesn't work, maybe side B would work.
Okay.
Dalawa lang talaga siyang option para sa akin, na parang i-try mo. Kasi nga parang people are always stubborn. Hindi, ito mag-work. Ito talaga ito. Ito talaga mag-work. So, they keep on doing the same thing. Kahit na mali naman lagi. Ayaw mong aminin na parang, it's not working out. Sorry now. Move on. Try something else.
Kumbaga, in denial ka na parang, medyo sumabog na siya. Pero, baka naman pwede pang i-push kasi hindi pa naman totally sabog.
In denial. Like ako, I mean, sige, let's apply natin to love.
Go.
Ako, pinagsabihan ako ni Luke eh. Si Luke, our good friend Luke. Pinagsabihan ako dati na parang... Kasi ako, mahilig ako sa ano. I get to know someone. Tapos parang lumalalim na. Tapos parang... Mahilig ako sa walang label.
Oh! Walang label?
Na walang label na parang... Malalang MU lang. Alam mo yung malalang MU lang and you just have feelings for the person. Pero, mahilig ako sa walang label. And then, ang nangyayari, laging hindi natutuloy or napupunta sa iba yung gusto ko. Lagi yan, lagi. As in, 100%, it's always the same. And then, napagsabihin ako ni Luke na parang, alam mo, napansin ko kasi, mahilig ka sa walang label, kaya ka laging talo. Pumapayag ka kasi. Sabi ni Luke, sabi niya, pumapayag ka kasi. Sabi niya, ba't hindi mo i-try next time? If you know na you put in the effort and may puhunan ka dun sa tao, why don't you feel like you deserve the label? Yun yung sinasabi sa akin ni Luke. So, yun nga. So, yun
like
yung nilalearn.
Consistently, Chad? Like, you weren't...
Yes, yes. I'm not,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Kaya, maybe that's when napaisip din ako na parang, oh, kaya siguro 6 years na akong single. Kasi nga na parang...
Walang label.
So, what
it
happened kasi...
It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is how my ex damaged me, probably. Mm-hmm. Na parang, I feel like I don't deserve to have a label. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's why it's just like, you know, this is comfortable and then I don't feel like I deserve you yet. So, sige, walang label muna, payag ako. And it's been like that over and over and over and over again. And then when Luke told me that, I'm like, grabe ka naman, ang sakit nun, ha? Pero hindi ako makapagsalita. I'm like, I needed to hear that because that is how it's been.
And okay, I'm not like in any way trying to parang judge you or read you, Chad. Ang naisip ko lang, syempre, ikaw, like for example, when you're on a date with someone, I have this feeling that you're obviously the dominant one. Obviously, I know that. And that's not a bad thing at all. What I'm just saying is, don't you think na parang since you are the dominant one, don't you think na yung kinaka-date mo or yung kinakasama mo, parang was already thinking before na parang ano ba, kailan niyo ba sasabihin na ano na, na parang talagang matatanggap niyo na kami na talaga, or alam mo yun?
Yun nga eh, kasi nga parang mahilig nga kasi ako sa, no, honestly, it's not even about, no, I'm not being the dog, you know, if I'm the dominant one, I would ask for a label.
Oh.
But I'm not. I'm really not. Kasi nga, I'm so careful now. Kasi nga, parang I feel like I don't deserve the label. Pinapabayaan ko lang talaga to flow. And like,
grabe.
Pinapabayaan ko na siya lang siya magsabi na, okay, game, parang ganyan.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yun nga eh, I have to dominate the situation. Kasi nga, parang lagi akong talo.
I'm so surprised, Chad.
Yeah.
The last person that I think would be passive in a relationship. I mean, at least dyan sa ano na yan, sa section na yan. Kumbaga, when you're about to enter into officially be called, you know, we're a couple. And oh my God, that's something new. Okay.
No, kasi, yeah, and you know, I am dominant when it comes to other stuff.
Right.
But yun nga, with relationships kasi, my insecurities kick in.
Oh,
they really do. Like, I feel like, you know, I don't deserve the person. I haven't done enough, you know, good stuff, like to win the person. You know what I mean? Like, it's not enough.
God.
Kahit na tipong, so minsan talaga, hello, minsan talaga dating for 1 year tas walang label.
You're too harsh on yourself, Chad.
Yeah, because I am insecure. Like it's been, yeah, malala yung insecurities ko talaga. So yeah.
Oh,
and yun nga, I need to learn that, like, tama na to, okay ka, yung ganun, di ba? Tama na to, parang hindi ko, I don't need this. And syempre, but I won't ghost the person again, di ba? I will tell the person,
right,
parang this is not working. And at the back of my mind, when I tell the person it's not working, I'm hoping that the person will be like, wait, game na. Yung parang, alam mo yung pipigilan pa niya ako.
Oh my God.
Pipigilan pa niya ako. And ang nangyari, hindi niya pinipigilan.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, grabe. Hindi ko, what? Alam mo,
you know this, diba? The last one.
No,
you
I know.
Yeah.
What I'm just saying is, insecurity, Chad? Huh? It doesn't match.
No. Kaya nga this whole, you know, I just really use my strengths, because that's what people see. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is what I do. You know, I used to be in radio and hosting, whatever. But deep inside, damn, I have a lot of insecurities.
Oh, like, my God. Ang galing. Yeah, ang galing mo mag-hide. Kasi kumbaga parang pag si Chad, kung ari, nasa group tayo sa school, tapos si Chad yung leader, ay, doon ako pupunta. Confident ako na parang siya yung mag, kumbaga siya yung mag, parang magpapanalo sa amin sa, or magbibigay ng mataas na grade sa amin. Parang ganun.
No, back in school talaga, I had leadership. I think, ano yan eh, I think it's a quality of mga Aries. Aries ako eh. So, quality yata talaga ng Aries yung leadership skills. I do naman talaga. I do. I'm not gonna deny that. But when it comes to for myself, like, this is what I deserve. I know I deserve the spot, or I deserve you, or yung laban, nako. Oh. Wala ako dyan. Talong-talo ako dyan sa yung laban. Talong-talo ako dyan. As in, I cower, so I don't do well with competition. And, nako, wala-wala.
What?
Olats ako dyan. I'm so surprised. Olats ako sa competition. Yeah.
I'm so surprised right now, but okay.
Kaya nga, alam mo ba, ang social media, when social media started, and then this whole, you know, it's a race towards, like, the most likes and the most followers. There was a time na I was like, it didn't work well for me. Like,
okay,
my ego was like trampled on. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So it took some time for me to realize that it's just, you know, you're not
numbers.
Gonna be, yeah, and they're just numbers, and you're not gonna be everyone's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It took some time for me to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yun lang. Salamat, Albi. Salamat,
Albi. Thank you, Albi.
Nakainis ka. Kinamahan ako dito eh. Sabi niya, wala namang masamang sumuko kapag alam mong no chance to succeed niya. At least Albi's like aware. Di ba?
Okay. Okay din.
Kasi yun. Ako hindi eh. Ako hindi talagang. Kasi ano eh, medyo tumatanga na.
Alam mo, nakakainis, no? See, knowing Chad, guys, firsthand, I know how smart this freaking guy is. Tapos sasabihin niya, pagdating sa love or sa ganun, tumatanga na. Oh, wow.
Basta when it comes to things for myself, like, I won't push it.
I see.
Kasi ganito yung pag-iisip ko. If I'm worth it, why isn't it coming to me? On its own. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to fight for it. May ganun akong dating. Na parang, kung magaling naman pala ako, eh, bakit hindi dumadating sa akin? May ganun ako. Alam kong mali. But, you know, tanga nga eh. Huwag niyo nang ano. Huwag kang, ano ba? Albi, alam mo, Albi, ikaw eh.
Pag-usapan natin to, Chad, mamaya. Grabe to, ha.
Salamat, Albi.
Thank you,
and,
Albi.
Next? Who's next? Renzo Blanco. Renzo says, never give up and keep trying. You can rest, but keep pushing. Take a risk so that in the latter part, you will not have regrets. The Lord will guide you to the right path. Win or lose, there is a lesson in it.
Ayun nga. So, di ba yun yung pinakamagandang takeaway? Like, for example, when you know that you've reached the end, you've reached the peak, and there's nothing in there for you. Nothing waiting for you. Only...
Yeah.
Parang after all the hardships and all the sacrifices, the blood and sweat, parang nothing pala. All in vain. Pero yung lesson lang dun is like, siguro yung, for example, yung, kaya ko pala to. Or na-overcome ko pala to nang kahit walang price or something. So,
tama yung sinabi ni Renzo na win or lose, there is a lesson in it. Na kapag talo ka, imposibleng, dapat kasi may matutunan ka eh. Pati yung winning, dapat may lesson. Kasi I honestly believe na when people win, they think there's no lesson. They feel like, parang
the lessons are for runner-ups, parang gano'n.
Oo, or may lesson lang kapag natalo ka. Hindi.
Right.
Kapag nanalo ka, may lesson din doon.
Okay.
May lesson din doon. Na may lesson din doon na parang, kasi, you know, if you win, whatever, if you land the audition, you win the competition, you get the job, or like you get the promotion, may lesson din doon na parang, di ba, na parang how do you handle now the success?
Uh-oh. Parang may next door ka na ulit. Yeah.
May next door na ulit, di ba, na parang okay, so now nananalo ka, so anong lesson? Okay, tama yung ginawa kong to. Mali yung ginawa ko. Mas makikita mo ngayon na since nanalo ka, mas makikita mo ngayon yung tama ako doon, hindi ko ginawa yun.
But tama, it's like you're watching your past self. Parang ganun. Oo nga, yung mga ginawa mo.
Yes, before. Na you validate the stuff that you avoided.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's the lesson there. So win or lose, tama si Renzo.
Tama yung Renzo. Oh my god.
Yes. So ikaw, sige. Oh, ikaw na mauna. So what is your take on a question?
Give up or go on? Obviously, alam niyo na yung sagot ko dyan. Go on ako. Go on kasi siguro when I know that it's already when I know that I don't have a chance to begin with, I won't push through. Ngayon, mm-hmm. kung nandun ako sa, kumari, sa, like for example, best example, Star in a Million, di ba? Mm-hmm. Alam ko na mahirap, magiging mahirap yung laban, but of course, we fortunately made it dun sa monthly finals. But nung sa grand finals na, meron sa akin na parang, oh my God, Sherin Reyes, Marinel Santos, Eric Santos. Pero sige, kayanin natin to. Although, nare-realize ko na parang, mali yung mga, parang, ano ba, may mga mali akong ginagawa, pero nagpo-push pa rin ako. Parang sabi ko, sige, bahala na, ipo-push pa rin natin to. Go on lang, kung manalo or matalo, go on lang. Parang with that in mind na parang, manalo or matalo, I'll be fine. Although, syempre, nung natalo ko, umiyak ako kasi, syempre, diba, na kumbaga bata pa ako, tapos, hindi naman sa hindi sanay matalo, pero nag-worry lang ako talaga sa parents ko kung ano yung sasabihin nila. Tsaka ayokong masasaktan sila for me. But then, having said that, kung again, kagaya na sinasabi natin yung after nung nangyari, if you're gonna look back to everything that you did, oo nga, parang ang dami kong ang mali nun, pero one thing's for sure, na talagang decided ako to just go on with the competition whether win or lose. So, ayun, go on lang ako. Win or lose, it's fine.
I admire them. Nakakatawa nga eh, kapag nakakakita ako ng mga friends, like, you know, there's you, and there's Robbie Navarro, my friends who have, I know, who have, kasi nga, I have this belief na, you know, you go on, especially with artists, freelancers, it's always a question of, yun nga, passion versus necessity.
Okay.
Passion, kanta ka na kanta, post ka ng covers, mm-hmm. Gutom ka naman.
Yeah. Diba?
Gutom ka naman. So you succumb to getting a desk job.
Right.
Because as artists, tayo, I consider myself an artist din. Kasi
you are.
Parang, nandun tayo sa ano eh, na tipong trabaho ka, pero hindi ka naman happy. Mas binavalue natin yung happiness, like overall happiness. Na parang feeling ko, kahit na gutom tayo na we're scraping bottom and we can't even pay our bills.
Right.
At least mukha tayong bata. At least happy tayo, nakakanta tayo, mga self-expression, whatever. Uh-huh. Pero, yun nga, the necessity and survival will always kick in. Mm-hmm. And nakakalungkod na you're pushed to do something you're not really happy with. Like, this is all for the money. This is all for the money. Diba? So, yun yung malungkot for me. Yun yung malungkot sa akin na parang, like yan, si Robbie is one perfect example. Mm. Like, you know, we all know how excellent Robbie is.
He is.
You know, with his voice. But, mm-hmm. He's been through a lot. He's done the whole competition bit. And, you know, everybody who has been rooting for him, parang alam nila na parang clear winner, pero hindi nangyari. Diba? So ina-admire ko din siya na parang it finally kicked in na parang hindi, it's not for me. it really isn't for me. I remember I had a birthday party here at home. Mm. And then dumating si Robbie, dumating si Zeb, Zebedee Zuniga. Mm. And then Robbie was still going through that phase na parang, why am I not still like anywhere? Ganyan. Kasi nga madami rin ano eh, dami pangako, pinangakuan siya ng album, mga hindi nangyari ba yung mga ano, mga tawag nila din OPM eh, Oh Promise Me.
So, Oprah? Hindi ko alam. Okay. That's something. Okay.
Tawag nila din OPM, Oh Promise Me. So, madami talagang pangako na sinabihan na, you'll be here, whatever, ganyan. Uh-huh. And hindi nangyari. Right. Hindi nangyari. And then sabi ni, yun nga, sabi ni Robbie na parang ganyan, na parang, kaya ganun. So, He was really bummed. Tapos parang sabi ni Zeb, parang, ang idea ni Zeb is like, lahat kasi tayo, binigyan ng parang kanya-kanyang set of talents and skills, di ba?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Pero sabi ni Zeb, hindi naman pwedeng lahat tayo Beyonce levels ng talent. Sabi niya, hindi pwede. Tapos sabi namin ni Robbie, bakit? Sabi niya, if lahat tayo ganun kataas yung skill and ganun yung kataas yung level of talent, wala nang room for improvement. You won't need to look up to anyone anymore. You feel like you're the best thing. I'm a triple threat. So, wala na. You're stuck there, and you don't have anyone to look up to anymore. Uh-huh. You won't improve yourself anymore. Sabi ni Zeb.
Oh wow.
That's so yon. So, it took a while. It took a while for Robbie to realize na parang hindi, tama na to, tama na. And then he succumbed to a regular job.
Okay.
It took a while. Pero tsaka ina-admire ko din si Robbie kasi they've been offers sa kanya eh, tipong kasi 'di ba Robbie came from a vocal group.
Oo.
'Di ba yung Wise Guys? Oh, galing yes, sa Wise Guys, 'di ba?
Yeah.
So, you know, he came from a group. Tapos para nakailang na rin, ano 'yun eh, nakailang offer na rin siya na ilagay ulit sa group.
Oh.
And he turned it down. And ang tingin sa kanya tuloy ng industriya, parang mayabang.
Oh.
Kasi he turned down an opportunity, parang ganun. Pero nakikita ko rin yung side ni Robbie na parang, you have to move on from the group thing. You know what I mean? Like, there are things that you need to turn down. Kasi nga, paano ka mag-grow?
Yeah.
Paano ka mag-grow?
They won't hear Robbie's side kasi. Diba? Parang hindi naman siya like publicly like saying na kasi I just really want to look for my own sound, not bashing my group, I love my group. Parang walang ganun eh. Kumbaga.
Yes. Saka, yes, and syempre, if you're not gonna break away from a group, how will you even get the chance for people to see na you're actually a strong soloist?
Totoo.
Diba? Na parang kailangan makita ng mga tao. It's not being mayabang. You just know yourself. You know na you're a strong soloist. So, I think it's time for me to break away and show people like I can be a soloist. Parang right. Ganoon, but pangit lang na yun yung tingin sa kanya ng industriya na parang.
Sayang naman.
Yun. Misunderstood din si Robbie a lot of times, but I understand him because he knows what he wants.
And it sucks for artists kasi sometimes when they experience something like that and they're unable to themselves, minsan yung one side of the story lang or minsan nag-a-assume yung tao na parang, ay, mas maugaling nito. Pero hindi mo naman alam yung story, so.
Exactly. My take naman on the question is, I think, it's okay to still be learning, you know what I mean, kahit na matanda na ako. I think it's okay to still be learning from stuff, you know, but I've always been on the fence, like I really have to like learn more to listen to red flags and to learn from my mistakes kasi nga I have a tendency to just keep on doing the same thing because I want to prove to myself that no, tama to, tama tong ginagawa to. Kahit na dehado na ako, kahit na talo na ako. Ayan. With everything, okay. with finances, with relationships, with, you know, romantic and with friendships, whatever. Mm. I'm always stuck with, alam mo yung parang just because it worked once, parang 1 out of 10.
Okay.
One time lang nag-work, tapos the other 9 mali. Just because it worked once, you think it's gonna work again.
Mm.
Gets ba? So parang kaya ako stuck dun sa one time na yun. Parang hindi. Tama to, nag-work to dati eh. Tapos cut to 10 years na, you keep on doing the wrong things.
Parang there's a Chad in you that's kind of like a hopeful Chad. Parang ganun. Parang,
yeah, very hopeful because it worked before. But you know, yun nga eh, I need to learn na, you know, times are different, things change, you have to adapt. You have to adapt to that change.
Okay.
You know, the things that worked before doesn't mean it's gonna work again anymore. So yun yung kailangan kong matutunan talaga. So I've always been in the middle. Like, I have to learn talaga na parang tama na. Pero recently, in the past years talaga, I have been putting my foot down. I already know that it's not for me. Because when I was younger, since I'm a freelancer, diba? When I was younger, I used to take all the jobs I could get, even if it's like way below standard or hindi na makatarungan yung rate.
Okay.
Pero since struggling artist ka, since struggling ano ka, freelancer, kagat ka ng kagat, kinukuha mo lahat, di ba? Pero you realize, you know, I realized when I got older na one, it's not working, it's not helping your industry. You know, it's not helping the industry. And two, you need to, when you turn down a job, when I turn down a job, and then I say it's not worth my time or it's below standard, it's educating the client. It's educating the person who was giving you a little rate. You know what I mean? It's kind of educating them na tipong, wait lang ha. Medyo hindi makatarungan yung rate mo. Yung rate mo 10 years ago pa yan. Yung ganyan.
Yes.
Yung ganon. So, I don't want to succumb to that anymore. Natututo na talaga ako. Sayang yung racket kasi nga gutom ka. Sayang talaga yung racket. Pero I feel like, no. Something...
Parang no and kind of like remind them your value. Parang ganon.
Yes. Remind them of your value. Yes, you are hungry. But, you know, you have to... Parang ano rin, may pride thing din talaga.
Right. There's a pride thing. You're hungry, like, but you're not PG. Ganun. Boom.
Yes, hindi ka PG-13. So, you know what you're worth, and then mapapalitan yan. So, lagi kong sinasabi, mapapalitan yan. But you know what? It does. Kunyari lang, may nagsabi, hosting job, tapos 5,000 lang, tapos Laguna pa. Hello. So, wala, hindi ko talaga, tina-turn down ko talaga. Tapos sabihin ko talaga, pero you know, I'm not rude. I don't tell them na parang, kayo na lang mag-host, ha? hindi ko sinasabi yun na parang,
thank you, next.
Oo, na parang hindi ko na pinaparealize sa kanya na parang, ma'am naman, magbibihis pa ako, gasolina, yung ganun ba, papaayos pa ako ng buhok, papagupit, yung mga ganun ba, tapos 5,000, okay ka lang, lugi pa ako, yung mga ganun. So, hindi ko na pinaparealize sa kanila, pero in my mind, no, it's not worth it, it's not worth my time. Tapos alam mo, after like a month, maybe after a few weeks, may dadating na trabaho, alam mo, 10 times noon, like 10 times over, kasi itong clienting to, gets niya. Gets yung whole travel time, magbibihis ka, rehearsals, call time, gets nila talaga. So nakakatuwa yung mga ganong kliyente na parang, that was easy. So,
and you'd love to work with them again and get more projects from them. Yes.
Yes, because they respect your craft.
Totoo. You know?
So, ganon, I am learning to give up or go on. But you know, my takeaway from this episode talaga is you have to feel it in your bones. Not just because it feels right, it means it is right.
Brent. And just one thing I've noticed, I think it's purely humble of you to say these things. Now you're learning, knowing the fact that guys, diba, as you guys have been messaging me sa Facebook or sa Messenger, sinasabi niyo sa akin na you like the way Chad talks, you like the way Chad gives his, you know, yung mga takes on things, yung mga opinions niya, insights niya. Pero here he is, kahit na bilim na bilib tayo kay Chad, he's still learning, and that's inspiring. Yeah,
I'm honestly like, because I'm pretty sure you see it on Facebook, diba? Yung tipong mga, yung mga quotes na nagsa-circulate na tipong, yung mga tipong, start the grind while you're in your 20s.
Oh.
And then ganyan when you're in your 30s. Okay. Para by the time you're in your 40s, kick back ka na lang. Parang ganyan, you're kicking it na lang. Parang ganyan. Or mga tipong, keep on working till you don't need to introduce yourself anymore. Yung mga ganyan, di ba? May mga ganyang quotes na nagsa-circulate. I feel like those are too idealistic. It's too... Kaya nagsa-circulate yung... Kaya feeling ko ang taas ng presyo ng mga tao sa sarili nila.
I agree. Totoo. Because iba-iba yung time natin eh. Na magsa-shine tayo. Iba-iba.
Iba-iba talaga. Iba-iba talaga. Kaya ang sinasabi ko lang dito, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay if you haven't figured out things yet. It's fine. It really is fine. Because, you know, I mean, come on. You, di ba? Ako, I feel like I sound like I have it all figured out. No.
You're crazy.
No, I haven't. I really haven't. I'm still coasting and... figuring things out. Ikaw rin, di ba? So, nakakamali pa rin tayo. So, okay lang yun.
Oo naman.
Ang masama is, ang dami mo ng pagkakamali, ang masama is, kung hindi ka natututo, yun yung masama. And nare-realize ko rin, meron din akong ganun. Because nga, I keep on doing the same mistakes. But I'm aware. I'm aware that it's mali. But I just want to prove my point.
I like that. I keep making the same mistakes, but I'm aware. Wow.
I'm aware.
That is powerful.
I'm aware.
Minsan ganun talaga, yeah. No? Minsan alam na nating mali, pero ano ba? Habit? Hindi naman habit. Like, nasanay ka.
You're just stubborn. I honestly think it's because nga, it worked before.
Oh, I like, kaya going lang back yung, to that point of yours, yes.
Kaya alam mo yung batting average kasi, 1 out of 10. Okay ka lang. Minsan ka lang tumama, feeling mo yun na talaga yung recipe for success.
10% ang taas.
Oo, yun yung recipe for success. Okay ka lang. So yun lang. Yeah.
And with that said, guys, oh my God, maraming salamat. Thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you for still supporting us. Thank you for sharing our post. Thank you for sharing it with your family. And again, we'd like to encourage you that if you have something to tell us or share with us, your stories, love stories, success stories, feedback, suggestions, insights, whatever it is, please do not be shy to send us an email at decafafter6@gmail.com.
Right, and of course to get updated on our next topics, or you know, maybe we would go live on some platform probably to get updated on what's happening to Decaf After 6. Of course, you need to please follow our socials. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Decaf After 6.
Right,
and of course our personal social media handles. Is mine's I'm a Transponster, and DK's is at DKTM.
That is right.
And yep.
Let me remind you once again, it is never latte to express all your feelings for someone. Better yet, it is never latte to let everyone in your life know how much they mean to you.
And don't forget, right is right, even if no one is doing it, and wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been Chad.
And this has been DK. And
it's our pleasure
to make
your coffee.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye.